ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सो इन् दिस् अमेजिङ्ग् टेक्स्ट् काल्ड् पञ्चदशि वि आर् इन् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् इट् इस् महाभूत प्रकरणम् आर् भूत विवेक प्रकरणम् The whole chapter is dedicated for analyzing the elements. But even though analysis of the matter, the ultimate aim of analyzing the Mahabhutas, the elements, is to establish the absolute reality of Brahman. As explained by the sentence of Chandogya Upanishad, सदेव सौम्य इदम् अग्र आसीत् एकमेव अद्वितीयम् दिस् वन् सेण्टेन्स् इस् टेकन् फार् थरो अनालिसिस् हियर् अनालिसिस् इस् देर् अण्टिल् दि 46th वर्स् एक्चुलि द होल् सेण्टेन्स् हेस् बीन् अनलैज्ड् फ्रम् वर्स् नम्बर् सेकेण्ड् इट् इस् इट् विल् बि इट् विल् गो आन् अण्टिल् द वर्स् नम्बर् 46th विच् ऐ आर् अबौट् टु कम्प्लीट् टुडे सो हियर् And we saw in the previous class, the Vidyaranya Swami was actually refuting the Nayayika. And who had the view that before everything originated, there was only space. And what other elements, they were all created when the atoms come together. So he's a Paramanuvadi also. And anyway, he could not accept that pure Sat Eva Asit before the creation means pure existence alone was there. When you say existence alone was there, it means pure existence was there. Existence without these forms, names and functions. I repeat the sentence always in every class, in all my classes, to say the universe. Another expression for universe is what? Forms, names and functions. Nama, Rupa, Karmakyam, Jagat. The universe can be reduced to non-substantial forms, names and functions. So without the forms, names and functions, the universe was not there means before the creation. The creation means the manifestation. The universe was not there means what was there then? Something must have been there. There was only pure existence. So that existent reality was there and the reality obtained in the form of existence. And exist we use, we add the adjective pure to say without the forms, names and functions, what was pure existence. Sat eva asit idam agre a sentence. But it is difficult this argument was, Nayayika's argument was that how is it possible to experience existence when the universe is not there? So without the forms, names and functions, without associating with the forms, names and functions, is impossible, it's difficult to experience the pure existence. That was his argument. And here, for which the Vidyarana Swami gave an answer, Vidyarana Swami in his words, as Vedantin's answer he gives, space, first of all he holds on to this, he takes his own view. Yes, if space is experienceable for you, the same way existence also is experienceable for me, first he says. Just to present his argument. Then he says, space itself, according to Vedanta Shastram, space also is one of the material aspects, even though it is subtle, subtlest of the elements, subtlest of all the everything here, all the forms, names and functions, therefore it which pervades everything else also. The space itself, what resolves along with the all other forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of space. Space resolves because what is subtler than space is what? Even time. Time resolves, space resolves, and along with the time and space, all the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space, everything resolves when the pralayam happens. Which means space also goes. So that which comes and goes is what Jagat, universe. And the universe is what? Non-substantial forms, names and functions. It is karyam. That which comes and goes is the effect, the karyam. It has no independent existence, therefore it is mithya. It is non-countable. Really it is mithya prapancha. It is not satyam. And we are interested only in what? Satyam. And what is satyam here? Sat. The truth is the existence. And existence alone was there. Pure existence alone was there. So he second, this one first argument. Second thing, the space itself is not perceptible through sense organs. For pratyaksha pramanam, space is not available for pratyaksha pramanam, which is perception. And second thing, Vedanta also says space is a matter which comes and goes like anything else. Therefore, space is, his argument about his space is also not correct. One thing. Then later he comes to his point, his own point. How pure existence alone was there? How to understand pure existence was there? How to experience, his answer, question was, how to experience the pure existence without forms, names and functions? We understand now experience existence as vyakta, vyakta satta, as manifest existence. We experience when the world is manifest in the, as existence of the world, we experience existence. When the world is not there, without associating with the forms, names and functions, existence as pure existence. So, nama, rupa, karma, rahita, jagat, rahita, the pure existence without anything difficult to experience. So, how to understand? Of course, pure existence cannot be experienced. That because it is cannot be experienced, does not mean it is non-existent, does not mean it is shunyam. Pure existence is, pure existence can be understood, but not as an object, but as this pure consciousness, as the, which is the, as the surup of the very knower. So knower is, you are the knower. If all of us can say, every individual can refer to one's own self, saying I, using the expression I, and that I actually has, is nothing but the expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining from a thought, and for which the source is pure consciousness, pure knowledge, and that pure knowledge is pure existence. Therefore, you are the consciousness, you the knower are consciousness, and you are actually pure existence. We say, I am In every sentence when we say I am, that I stands for consciousness, am stands for existence. I am means consciousness is. Consciousness is means consciousness is existence. Existence is consciousness. There are two. One and the same. Therefore, how to understand? That's what he gives answer in his 45th verse, which we read last class. Okay. Sadbuddhirapi chennasti mastvasya svaprabhatvataha nirmanaskatva sakshitvat sanmatram sugamam rinam. Sadbuddhirapi chennasti mastvasya svaprabhatvataha. Nirmanaskatva sakshitvat sanmatram sugamam rinam. So in this 45th verse, Vidyaranya Swami makes it very clear. Sanmatram rinam sugamam. What does it mean? Sugamam means easily accessible, easily understandable, easily reachable, easily attainable sugamam. Effortlessly attainable means effortlessly attainable in terms of cognitively appreciable. For whom? For people. Nrinam sugamam. What is sugamam? Sanmatram. Sanmatram means a pure existence. Okay. So he says, how nirmanaskatva sakshitvat. How do you say is easily accessible in terms of knowledge? It is accessible. He says, nirmanaskatva sakshitvat. I'll come to the point before here. His idea is, see, for any object to enjoy existence, for you to say it is, there must be corresponding thought, isn't it? Corresponding cognition in the form of a thought. We say space is, there must be space knowledge, space cognition in the form of a thought before that. We say light is, there must be light cognition in the form of a thought. We say wall is, there must be wall cognition in the form of a thought. Door is door, there must be door cognition of a thought. Always existence must existence presupposes cognition. Isn't it? Knowledge. So existence of any nama rupa presupposes corresponding cognition in the form of a thought. But when the thoughts are not there, the thoughts themselves thoughts are not there. You know, how can we say that existence is there? What is, there must be cognition to establish the existence of anything. But the thoughts themselves are not there, how can there be existence? The doubt may come. But anyway, here it is mentioned here. So, swaprabhavatvataha. Swaprabhatvam means self-effulgence. Enjoying the status of being a self-effulgent is called what? It is saprabhatvam. And saprabhatvataha means due to its status of being able to enjoy the nature of being self-effulgent, but self-revealing, self-effulgent nature. What now? When is it now? The reality reveals itself. Reality obtaining in the form of pure existence as pure consciousness reveals itself. Or how is it possible? Because nature is what? Self evident reality is of the nature of self-effulgence. Therefore, it is self-revealing, self-luminous. Self-revealing. When is it, it reveals itself, is as Svaprabhatvataha, because of its nature of being self-effulgent, self-revealing. For this reality, no thought is required. Okay, the idea, what was his, the question may come. There must be a cognition obtaining in the form of a thought for anything to enjoy existence. Test of existence of anything. But all the thoughts are not there. How is it possible, you know, to understand the, because before the manifestation, what was means what? We say, no nama rupa karma, nothing was there. What was pure existence. How to understand that? Therefore it is said here, svaprabhatvataha, because reality is of the nature of self-effulgence. It is self-revealing. Therefore, here the thoughts are not there. No, it reveals its existence. How? That's what we're going to see here. So, sadbuddhihi nasti chetapi, even if the thoughts are not there, cognitions obtaining of thoughts are not there, still reality is capable of revealing its nature, revealing itself, because self-revealing is its very nature. Therefore, he says, nirmanaskatva sakshitvat. Nirmanaskatva. So thoughts need not be there to reveal consciousness, to reveal the existence. No, thoughts need not be there to reveal the existence of consciousness. Why? Because consciousness illumines the absence of thoughts. And the, you know, thoughts need not be there. Cognitions obtaining in the form of thoughts need not be there to illumine, to bring to light cognitions, to prove the existence of the consciousness. But here when the consciousness itself what illumines the absence of cognitions, absence of thoughts. Is it okay? The absent thoughts being absent itself is not because of the light of consciousness. Therefore, nirmanaskatva means tushnim stitihi. We already saw this. Tushnim stitihi means remaining silent. So silence. Tushnim stitihi is called nirmanaskatva, means when the mind is inactive, passive, there is no agitation, thoughts are not there, isn't it? Nirmanaskatvam, then thoughts are resolved. Nirmanaskatvam means what? Thoughts being removed. All the thoughts, all the cognitions, all the emotions, all the thoughts are resolved. Mind is passive, inactive and silent. That time, what happens? What is there? What is there is reality alone is. All the thoughts are resolved. Thoughts, then what is there? There is reality. And reality is what? Reality is. Which means you can say what? Reality is means Shastram tells us you are in deep sleep state. When all the thoughts are resolved, all the cognitions and emotions, etc., obtaining in the form of thoughts are resolved. Mind is inactive and passive and silent and quiet. The mind is as good as non-existent. Mind is very much there. The silent mind is as good as not there, isn't it? Mind must be very disturbed. Only then you can understand mind is. The mind is quiet and silent, is as good as non-existent. That's why nirmanaskatva means passive, inactive mind, thoughts are resolved. What happens then? Sakshitvam, that is reality. And you are the reality. How do you say? You are in sleep. Nobody can say, I am not there. In sleep, we are all very much there. I know I am there in sleep. You are yourself in sleep. Okay, this I is there as just I am, isn't it? I am in sleep. All of us can say what? I am in sleep. I is in sleep. I am in sleep. But not knowing I am, not knowing the world is. Which means all the cognitions are resolved. And therefore, nirmanaskatvam. And when no thoughts is there, no cognitions are there, no noise is there, no disturbance is there, that state of mind, nirmanaskatvam, is what? Witnessed. And sakshitvat. And you are able to talk about your experience means that you are there not knowing your own existence, by your very nature, witnessing the thoughts being not there. In deep sleep state, you are, or you can say, I am not knowing the existence of myself, existence of the world, but still witnessing the nirmanaskatvam, witnessing, knowing the thoughts being not there. And who is that who enjoys the status of being the sakshi? Who is there enjoying the status of being the witness? Who enjoys the sakshitvam? It is you. You are very much there in sleep, enjoying the status of being the witness. Even though you don't call yourself witness then, even though you do not even know you are a witness, by your very nature, you know. Sakshitvata. Therefore, thoughts, cognitions obtaining in the realm of thoughts need not be there to establish the existence of the witness. Why? Because you are the reality and you are the consciousness which is of the nature of knowing, revealing its self-revealing. What are knowing? Witnessing the absence of thoughts. Okay, therefore, and that the absence of thoughts is known. Nirmanaskatvam is witnessed. Absence of thoughts is known. Absence of cognitions of thoughts is known. The passiveness of the mind is known. Mind being silent, silence of the mind is known. And that knower, the witnessing, knower is the consciousness. The witnessing, that which witnesses the silence of the mind is consciousness. You can easily arrive at it. Nrinam sugamam, that consciousness, the self-effulgent, self-revealing consciousness, because of whose presence, the absence, silence of the mind, absence of the thoughts is witnessed, and that consciousness is effortlessly arrived at, can be arrived at effortlessly, and that consciousness is pure existence. What is it made clear? The pure existence is, pure existence means existence that the forms, names and functions can be arrived at only as pure consciousness, only as the surupa of the sakshi. And when you analyze the deep sleep state. Okay. Therefore, the same sakshi is there in dream, same sakshi is there in the waking, but in the waking, sakshi is what? Witnessing the world, witnessing the forms, names and functions. and external world is determined, existence of the external world is determined by the existence of corresponding cognitions, neurons, thoughts in the mind. In the dream also is a dream world for which corresponding cognitions are there. But in deep sleep state, is neither dream world nor deep the waking world nor the gross universe. Then why? Because all the forms, names and functions resolve because the corresponding cognitions resolve. The cognitions are not there means the thoughts are not there. Then we call it what? Nirmanaskatvam, tushnim sthitihi of the mind. And that tushnim sthitihi, the nirmanaskatvam, the thoughtlessness is witnessed by the reality. And that reality, what does it witness? What does it know? Its very nature is knowing. Swarupatvat, saprabhatvat, saprabhatvataha. Because of its very nature of self-revealing, being the self-revealing reality, being the knowing, very nature being is knowing. Therefore, what is pure consciousness, and pure consciousness is pure existence. This is the only way you can arrive at pure existence. Even the pure reality is in the form of existence of the universe. When the universe is manifest, the universe is unmanifest also. There is always exist reality. The reality is what? Sat, existence. When the world is reality in the form of existence is in the form of existence of the world. When the world is not, all the forms, names and functions resolve, reality continues to be there as mere pure existence. There's never a time reality is not there. Tri kala abadhitam satyam. That which is non-negatable three periods of time is what? Satyam. Is it real? And real reality is existence. Implied by the term Brahma. Okay, now he explains further in the next verse. Mano jrambhana rahitye. So what he means make clear is, yes, existence is not difficult to experience. It is not available for experience as an object, but pure existence available for recognition, not as an object, but as the pure consciousness, which obtaining as the very truth of this subject in over. Okay. Mano jrambhana rahitye yatha sakshi nirakulaha. Mano jrambhana rahitye yatha sakshi nirakulaha. Maya jrambhanatah purvam sattathaiva nirakulam. Maya jrambhanatah purvam sattathaiva nirakulam. See, akulam means agitation, disturbance. Nirakula means agitation free, disturbance free. Now, sakshi nirakulaha means what? The witness is there without any agitation. So, who agitated? A sakshi never gets agitated. Okay. That which is subject to agitation is the mind. Mind is of the nature of agitation, isn't it? The mind is always a state of flux, subject to agitation. But the sakshi is never agitated. But still, in the sakshi, what is sakshi here? I the knower, I the witness. Am I the knower, the witness, sakshi here. So then sakshi is pure consciousness. Consciousness is not the Sakshi, but there is no Sakshi other than consciousness. Consciousness is not the witness, but there is no witness other than consciousness. It's exactly like saying, light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is light. Sakshi or knower are statuses attributed to the absolute abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, reality, Sakshi is a qualification, knower is a qualification attributed to the reality, Sadvastu. The reality, no, pure consciousness. Therefore, here we say, Sakshi, the Sakshi as consciousness is never subject to any agitation. But when does Sakshi, Sakulaha, Nirakulaha, always Sakshi is free from agitations. But when this Sakshi, the I in over, when there is manifestation, when the mind is functional, when the thoughts rise, thoughts are there, I is identified with thoughts. Thereby, I is identified with other aspects of the individual. Then all the agitations come. Okay, all forms of, that is when agitations come. But actually, Sakshi is what? Sada Nirakulaha. Sakshi is free from all agitations, disturbances. But what happens here? But in deep sleep state, because of the ignorance, because we know why Sakshi is Sakulaha, why there are agitations, Sakshi seems to be agitated in the waking state. Sakshi seems to be agitated in the dream state because of the wrong identity, because of the superimposition, because of the notions entertained in the mind. The Sakshi seems to this, there's a seeming agitation on the part of the Sakshi. But in deep sleep state, when the mind is not expanded, mind is non-functional. So mano jrumbhanam means what? Jrumbhanam means yawning. Literally the word jrumbhanam means yawning. If you do, it's yawning. Jrumbhate, na jrumbhanam, yawning. So jrumbhanam means expansion. Expansion implies thoughts rising, mind being functional. So manasaha jrumbhanam means mind being functional, active, varieties of thoughts rising. Then thoughts rise, it's called what? Functional mind is said to be what now? Jrumbhita manaha. Manasaha jrumbhana means mind being active and having thoughts. It's called jrumbhanam. Jrumbhana rahitye. When there is, mind is non-functional. The mind is not expanded in terms of having thoughts. Okay, when all the thoughts are resolved, mind is inactive, passive and non-functional. When the mind is quiet, silent, jrumbhana rahitye, when there is no jrumbhanam, there is no activity, no action on the function, mind is not functional, it's free from being active, then mano jrumbhana rahitye, what happens? Mind is silent. Silent means what? All the thoughts are resolved. It's exactly like what? When the lots of waves in the ocean remain resolved, how does all the noise caused by the waves also resolves? There is quiet, silent stillness of water. Similarly, there is a time all the thoughts, all the cognitions, emotions, all forms of varieties of thoughts, obtaining of as called memory, come under the category of memory or intellect or mind, all of them are resolved. Why? even the important cognition, they called ego, the knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am, that cognition also is resolved. Ahankara is resolved, therefore manaha is resolved, buddhi is resolved, chittam is resolved, all the thoughts are resolved. What now? That's called manasaha jrumbana, jrumbana rahitam manaha. Expansion free mind means non-functional passive mind, silent mind. The mind is silent, then what happens? Yat sakshi nirakulaha. Then what happens? No thoughts are there. The sakshi, the witnessing consciousness, the knower consciousness, who knows the thoughts being not there, who knows the silence of the mind, who knows the... Why does the consciousness know? By its very nature. Being present means consciousness, is means being is knowing. Being is knowing. Why is nature? Like sun is means presence of the sun is what? Illumining. Being of the sun is illumining. So being of consciousness is illumining, knowing. So consciousness by its very nature, autonomous knows, sakshi knows, thoughts are not there. Then what is sakshi? That which obtains as the witnessing conscious, that which is there as witness, is the reality which is nothing but pure consciousness. And consciousness is what? Without any thoughts, without any agitation. Nirakulaha sakshi, agitation free, the pure consciousness, appearing as the witness of the absence of thoughts, is there. Okay? And that consciousness is existence. We have to add this sentence. Even though he doesn't use the word consciousness, we have to say that sakshi is none other than pure existence. He makes understand consciousness. Thereafter, he's going to go to the existence. Okay, first he says, Nirakulaha sakshi. So the world is as good as non-existent. The world doesn't shine. The world has lost its status of being existent. Then perception does not take place. The sense powers are also as good as non-existent. The physical body is as good as non-existent. The powers of organs or affections are as good as non-existent. Even the physiological functions which are very much there and functional are as good as non-existent for the person who is asleep. In sleep, that's why we call it a deep sleep state of the mind. The state of mind, what deep sleep state of the mind is a state of mind when the knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I am is not there. All other thoughts are also not there. It's called what? Manasaha jrumbanam. Okay? Jrumbana rahitam manaha. Mind is quiet and silent. The thoughts are resolved. The mind self is nirmanaskatvam tushnim sitihi jrumbana rahitam manaha. Then what is? Sakshi witness is there. And a witness of what? There is a witness. And who is the witness? You are the witness. So you can't say, I am not there in sleep. You know you are in sleep. But with the knowing, you are very much there in sleep. And you are there as the witness. And the witness alone is there, witnessing nothing being there. Witnessing thoughts being not there. And that witness is consciousness reality. And the witness is pure existence. Witness is pure consciousness, which is pure existence. Now, this you understand when Manasaha Jrumbana Rahitya, when the mind is non-functional, what is what? Avidya. Okay? Avidya. When there is avidya, avidya is the witnessing, the one who, that which witnesses the avidya. Avidya is what? Avidya? I do not know I am. I do not know the world is. There's ignorance of the existence of the self and the ignorance of the existence of the world is called avidya. Avidya is, and avidya is, it's called manasaha jrumbana rahitam manaha. When this avidya is disturbed, then what happens? Manasaha jrumbanam, my expansion of the mind, mind becomes functional, mind becomes active, all the cognitions rise, and then there is a corresponding external world shines. The external world shines. The world is witnessing consciousness is, which is pure existence. The cognitions are. And the witnessing consciousness continues to be there even when the thoughts are resolved, world is not there. So the witnessing, witnessing reality, obtaining a pure consciousness is pure existence, which knows the presence of the world, absence of the world. Presence of the thoughts, absence of the thoughts. Okay. Similarly, now extending avidya to maya. Okay. Now you can visualize. You cannot really know. You have to understand maya in the context of, through the model of your own deep sleep experience. Avidya. See, avidya, what is said to be avidya, the reference to an individual is otherwise called maya from the standpoint of the total cosmos. What is understood to be avidya from the standpoint of individual has to be visualized and understood from the standpoint of the whole cosmos as maya. Okay? Same thing. What is understood to be maya from the standpoint of an individual has to be understood as maya from the standpoint of the entire cosmos. So there is no such a thing called avidya or maya. Absolutely. You understand and we call it what? We'll see that later on. To make it very clear. Therefore, because anything known is what? Anything known is mithya. Why? Known has no independent existence of its own. Mithya is what's as good as non-existent. It is non-countable as a parallel reality. And ignorance, avidya is also known. Avidya is witnessed. So avidya is not created by the witness, but avidya has no independent existence outside of the witnessing consciousness. Avidya is mithya. Is it clear now? And the witnessing consciousness is satyam. So avidya also is what? We have to say, resolves when you understand what is avidya, isn't it? There's no avidya other than consciousness. No. When we say that, same way, if you extend this, now what is maya? Maya also has to be understood when the whole entire jagat resolves. When Mahapralayam happens. So when we fall asleep, it is called layaha. Okay, the I sense is resolved means one aham vritti is resolved, all the vritti is resolved simultaneously. Sometimes people have a desire, funny desire. How would it be if I sleep, other thoughts are there? No. It is not possible. Aham vritti must be there for all other vrittis to be there. for all the cognitions, all the thoughts to be there, there must be I cognition. Isn't it? But what? So, when aham vritti is resolved, all the vrittis are resolved, we call it a deep sleep state, then we call it avidya. The same way, when the entire, it's called a layaha, when the whole jagat cosmos resolves, isn't it? After many yugas, then we call it what? Maya. It's called a pralayaha or maha pralayaha. If I told you many times in the class, layaha, sleep is layaha, death is pralayaha, and this dissolution of the world is called maha pralayaha. When the entire cosmos becomes unmanifest also, understand, we can understand how would it be when the whole jagat is really resolved, dissolved. But what happens? There will be pure consciousness, which is pure existence, nirakulam brahma. There'll be pure existence, absolute reality, which is off the chart of limitlessness. If we imply with the term Brahman alone is that nirakulam brahma, the pure existence is. And that pure existence is pure consciousness. So maya jrumbanataha purvam. Okay? Maya jrumbanataha purvam. After dissolution, before the manifestation, after entire world is resolved, before the manifestation, in between what happens? Maya jrumbita, isn't it? There's maya, means maya is a name given to the power of reality. The power of reality is what? We're going to understand it on the following verse. Very beautiful. Now we understand avidya. The same way there will be what now? There will be total ignorance. And ours, we say, so pralayaha, layaha is manushya nidra. And mahapralayaha is Ishvara nidra. Bhagavan's sleep. Ever we call it yoga nidra. Our nidra is ordinary nidra and Bhagavan's nidra is yoga nidra. And we look at the maya. Maya is looked upon as the sleep of Bhagavan. Why? Because the whole jagat dissolves means that what happens to all the forms, names and functions, what happens to all the samskaras? In our sleep, when you fall asleep, you are all the samskaras. All that you know remains what? Unmanifest. When you wake up, along with you, everything becomes manifest. The same way, the whole jagat resolves also. What is there? There will be total ignorance. And which is given a different name because from the standpoint of the total cosmos, there is maya. The state of dissolution. What is, how will it be? You have to visualize that. It's called maya. Maya jrumbanataha purvam. Before maya becomes expanded. Maya is disturbed. Before the maya is disturbed, the sleep of Bhagavan is disturbed. What happens? The sleep is not disturbed. Maya is, Bhagavan is fast asleep, means what? There is nothing is manifest, no cognitions, no minds, no thought, nothing is there, means there also what is what Brahma. Undisturbed, unagitated, agitation free, disturbance free, abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure existence. and which is pure consciousness. You have to understand only, this is the only way you can understand. So pure existence is now pure consciousness. This is how you have to understand. Sadeva saumya asit, sat alone was. So maya jrumbanataha purvam brahma nirakulam asit. Sat tatha eva nirakulam asti asit. Ad asti. Sat eva asti means pure existence alone is there without any association with any of the forms, names and functions. The pure existence is before the maya is disturbed. So maya is to be understood as the sleep of Bhagavan, Yoga Nidra. What is the conclusion now? Pure existence, that reality is that which is non-negatable at any period of time. Trikala abadhitam satyam. That is reality. Other than the reality, everything else is mithya. And satyam was, has been, beginninglessly, is, will ever be. It's called satyam reality. And that reality is what? Abstract formless reality. In what form does reality obtain? Reality is in the form of pure existence. And that existence is, pure existence is pure consciousness. You arrive at reality as existence, pure existence, in terms of its nature of knowing as pure consciousness. That's why Sat is nothing but Chit. Sadvastu, reality is Sat, the Sat is Chit. Okay? Whether it is Samashti Pramahapralayaha, resolution of the total cosmos, a resolution of the individual mind in wake every day. There's a time with this an order within the realm of which is a function of meditation. The mind, individual mind becomes resolved. For the individual, everything becomes non-existent. But still, everything is non-existent means what? Absent means absence is known, therefore the witnessing consciousness never becomes absent. One that which witnesses, that which knows the presence and the absence. Isn't it? Presence of the world, absence of the world. Presence of the thoughts, absence of the thoughts, cognitions. Is always witnessed. That witnessing consciousness never goes and comes, always there. Witnessing means, and witnessing, knowing is the very nature. And that is what is reality. And that witnessing consciousness is pure existence. And same thing, supposed to visualize, if the whole Jagat also, what is known as avidya with reference to an individual alone has to be understood as maya, the reference to the total cosmos. When the it's called Mahapralaya. When the Mahapralaya happens also, before the maya is disturbed and the world becomes manifest, the power becomes manifest, the power of reality is knowledge. Before the knowledge, maya becomes manifest, means before the power of knowledge becomes manifest. No, what happens? The world is not there. Then the world is not there means where is the world? But what is there then? What is there is pure existence, which is pure consciousness, which is Brahma. Okay? Sat tateva nirakulam asit. The disturbance-free reality, which is pure existence, is as pure consciousness. This is the only way you can arrive at the existence. So that's why we say sadeva saumya idamagra asit. Now, when the universe becomes manifest again, what is there? Sadeva jagadrupena asti. Sadeva asit before, sat alone was there before, sat alone is with the form, name and function called the universe. And again the universe goes again, sat continues to pure sat is there. Pure sat, manifest sat. Vyaktam satyam, suddham satta. Shuddha satta, vyakta satta. Pure existence, manifest existence. Pure existence, manifest existence. Pure existence, again manifest existence. And what is it existence? Pure consciousness. Therefore, that is why it is correct to say, before everything became manifest, what was is reality, the existence, sat. And you don't need to, it is sugamam. It is easily understandable how you have to see what is that which is there, witnessing the absence of thoughts in deep sleep state is what? Don't search as an object. Search for it as a swarup of the subject, swarup of the knower. Then you arrive at who is this who is witnessing the absence and presence. That witnessing consciousness is the pure existence. Okay? So Maya Jrumbanataha Puram Sat Tathayeva, in the same way, how the witnessing consciousness is there as the pure existence. So also even before the samashti, the total against Maya, if Maya becomes manifest also, when the whole universe is unresolved also, there is pure existence as existence, which is pure consciousness. Tatha eva, in the same way, you have to understand how you arrive at the existence as consciousness by analyzing your deep sleep state. So based on understanding, you have to understand that also when the samashti prapancha is in Mahapalayam takes place also, what continues to be there always is pure existence. Okay, next. Nistatva karya gamyasya. Nistatva karya gamyasya. Shaktir mayagni shaktivat. Shaktir mayagni shaktivat. Nahi shakti kvachit kaischit. Nahi shakti kvachit kaischit. Budhyate karyatav pura. Very nice verse. Nistatva karya gamyasya. Nistatva karya gamyasya. Shaktir mayagni shaktivat. Nahi shakti kvachit kaischid budhyate karyatav pura. Nistatva karya gamya. Asya shaktihi maya. Asya shaktihi maya means the power of this reality, power of the reality known by the term maya. Power of the reality known by the term Maya. Karya Gamya. Karya Gamya. Understandable, recognizable only through its manifestation. The power called Maya, the power of reality, is recognizable only through its manifestation. Asya shaktihi karya gamya. Karya means manifestation here. Yatha, we say how? Agni shaktivat. Like the power of the fire. I used to give example myself before. Please understand. When you have the fire, okay, the flame of tiny little small flame of fire, which is found on your wick in the lamp in your puja room. So all of us light the lamp and we have a small wick. And the wick, there's a lamp, the flame. Or a candle light or a flame or your deepam light. The flame is there. And the flame, the fire, you look at the vase, such a small, it's in a small room, puja room. In the house, it's a small place. And there a puja room. And there a small place. A small lamp. There's a small, tiny little wick. In that wick, there's a small flame of light, which is fire. And do you know how powerful the fire is? When the fire is there, we do not know how powerful the fire is. The fire has tremendous power of burning. It can reduce everything into ashes. The fire, when you see as fire as a small flame, we do not know how powerful the fire is. The power of burning, the power of burning is there unmanifest. When you look at the fire as fire, the power of burning, which is inseparable, intrinsic to the fire, is what? Not recognizable. You look at the fire only as fire. It has the power of burning. It is not manifest. It is unmanifest. The power of burning is unmanifest in the power. Unmanifest means what? It is not perceptible. It is not recognizable. Simply seeing the, when you see the fire, its power of burning is non-recognizable. It is not manifest. But the power is intrinsic and it is inseparable. But suppose that fire, and the same fire, suppose sometimes it suppose catches. What happens? Within no time, it will burn everything and it is into fire, into ashes. So, when do you understand Karya Gamya? When there is manifestation alone, when there's manifestation of the power, oh my God, only when the effect of the consequence of the fire, consequence of burning, when you see, then you understand how powerful the fire is. Isn't it? What is the power of fire is? The power of fire, which is inseparable, intrinsic. But you understand it only when you understand the consequence of burning. So consequence of burning is what? Karyam. Consequence of the power of burning, when you experience, you understand what? The power of fire in terms of burning. Similarly here, otherwise, you simply look at the fire as fire. There is very much the power of burning, but it's unmanifest. It is not recognizable. So, Karya Gamya Shaktihi. Power is always recognizable through its consequence, effect or manifestation. Even somebody is there, next door boy. This person, next, some people always sell this. This is next door neighbor. He's always there, very quiet man. Never talks to anybody. Never smiles at anybody. No. And he is quiet, goes home, some comes back. My God, very quiet fellow. We never knew. Suddenly, one day people comes. He's a big scientist and discovered something, you know, and then his invention is very useful world. And he's given some nice awards. And with government, worldwide, people are recognizing him. And only paper comes, oh my God, the quiet person, only through his contribution, expression, isn't it? Then you understand how knowledgeable the person is. Always, simply seeing the person, you can't make out what potentiality the person has, how potential the person is. isn't it? Only when he does something and through his actions, through his contributions, when the potentiality is expressed, you understand his potentiality. So always it needs expression. Potentiality needs expression for if it has to be recognized. Similarly, power has to be manifest for it to be recognized. The power of burning needs some consequence for it to be recognized. Otherwise, seeing the fire can't recognize the potency of the fire. Seeing the person, simply not knowing who the person is, simply seeing the person, you can't know how potential he is, how much potentiality he has, you cannot make out. Similarly, you can understand the power of the reality, the power of knowledge, the power of existence, the reality. No? We do not know. And the power of, in terms of what? Knowing. For the power of fire is burning, and the power of the reality is knowing. And the power is called nature, swarupam. Power of the fire is burning. Power of the reality is knowing. And knowing is not an action. Just as burning is not an action, it's very swarupam, very nature. And this power of reality, as long as it is not expressed, not manifest, when it is manifest, it is recognizable. It is not manifest, it is not recognizable. Okay, power has to become manifest. So here he says, Asya Shaktihi Karya Gamya. It has to be understood, recognizable only through its manifestation. Maya, so Asya Shaktihi Maya. The power of the reality known by the term Maya as recognizable through its manifestation effect. Like what? Agni Shaktivate. Like how the power of the burning power of fire, the intrinsic inseparable burning fire of burning power of fire is recognizable only through its through the consequence of burning. Similarly, the power of reality, known by the term Maya, also has recognizable only through its manifestation. And this why nistatva, but this power does not have independent existence of its own. It is non-countable. You can't say without the fire, substance called fire, there cannot be something called burning by itself. Can there be something called burning, the power of burning by itself independently without the substance called fire? No. Burning is fire. Fire is not burning. Okay? Similarly here, the power of reality is also, which swarupam of the reality, is knowing, is also what doesn't have independent existence of its own without the substance. But that reality is what, fire is very gross example, and here reality is imperceptible, attributeless, abstract reality. And which is implied by the term knowledge because of its nature of knowing. Because of its power of knowing. Therefore, this is the reality. He says, yeah, another example he gives. Nahi shaktihi kvachit kaischit buddhyate. No power. Nahi shaktihi kvachit. No power of any individual also, kaischit buddhyate, by anyone, it is known. No power is known by anyone, karyataha pura, before the effect. Karyataha pura, before the effect, before the consequence, before the manifestation, no power is ever known by anybody. Okay, kaischit kochit na shaktihi buddhyate is known. Known means recognized. We see our own children. Sometimes, you look at the child, it's only 5-year-old, small child. He's sitting here quietly. But how mischievous the child is, when do you know? The child is quietly, you think child is very quiet. But how mischievous the child is, how do you understand? Only after some time, you leave the child for some time, it breaks everything and it does everything, you understand. Always karyataha purvam. Before the consequence, before the effect, before something, you need expression. Power needs expression to be recognized. The unexpressed power, non-recognizable. Expressed power alone is recognizable. Is it clear now? Unexpressed power is non-recognizable. Expressed power is recognizable. But the non-recognizable power should not be mistaken for non-existence. When you see the fire, the flame of the fire, there is a power of burning. But it is non-recognized, why unexpressed. It doesn't burn anything. Simply sitting there in the form of a flame. It doesn't burn anything. Then what do you think? Unexpressed power. We should not mistake, this fire doesn't have burning power. We should not mistake the power, unexpressed power, which is non-recognizable, should not be mistaken for non-existent power. Isn't it? Power is always present. But only thing is, the power becomes recognizable when it is expressed. So recognizability of the power is dependent on its expression. If it is unexpressed, it is non-recognizable. Expressed, it is recognizable. But unexpressed, non-recognizable power should not be mistaken for non-existent. Is it clear? Or here also what he says, this power, in fact reality as the most abstract something itself is recognizable only through its power of knowing. How do we know there is reality? Abstract reality is there, how do we know? That is why the Shunyavada came, because of the abstractness. The search is only with outside the mind. Therefore, all different schools of thought came. Why? Why do they say? Because why did they not try it? The search for the reality was only within the realm of the matter, all the time, only the realm of matter, outside. Because mind itself is what? Extroverted. Mind is of the capacity to search for everything. It's searching outside only. There's never thought came. Who is the one who is searching? Never came. They could never go to subject. And here, to arrive at the abstract reality, you have to go to the very searcher. Who is the one who wants to know? Who is this knower, observer, searcher? And you analyze, you will find there is no searcher. Ultimately, there is no searcher or observer or knower. Other than the formless, abstract thing. And you understand the thing how? In terms of its nature of knowing Swarupam. And that knowing Swarupam is the Shaktihi. There is no separate power sitting outside other than that. Jnana Swarupam eva Jnana Shaktihi. Jnana meva Shaktihi. Knowledge is the power of the reality. Therefore, we call what? Swarupam. And therefore, it's simple with the term also jnanam. Chit, chaitanyam. Okay? Therefore, it needs expression. Therefore, when you understand, when the mind is functioning, functional, the thoughts rise and you understand the power of manifestation. My God, whole Jagat shines. All the inert elements and the elementals, the times, abstract factor called time shines, space, spatial limitless space shines, time and space, little more time and space, all the forms, names and functions, all the movements, the emotions, the differences, the divisions, the actions, the results, the laws and experience of pains and pleasures, pairs of opposites, because everything, the whole Jagat means, includes everything, shines means what? It is the power of knowledge. Therefore, the whole Jagat is knowledge. The whole universe is what? Knowledge. Universe is, that's what Jagadeva Jnanam. The whole universe manifestation. Knowledge means what? The whole universe is Jnanam. Therefore, and the whole Jagat becomes unmanifest also. What happens now? The power of knowing is not expressed. It is not manifest. Then what happens? That is the nature of the reality. Then power of knowledge is, power of knowing is non-recognized. Non-recognizable. Therefore, we mistake it for what? Non-recognizable, unexpressed power is mistaken for non-existent. That's what we say. That's why even how to understand that is reality. You understand is always when the Maya Vijrambanataha Pura, before the manifestation of Maya in the form of the universe, Maya manifest, power of reality, power of knowledge manifest is the universe. The universe unmanifest is what? Unmanifest power of the reality known with the term Maya. Maya is only a name given. There's no Maya as such, separately. There's a name given to the unmanifest power of the reality. Okay? And we say, similarly, how to understand that? By analyzing your own deep sleep state. When the whole, when the all the thoughts resolve, when the mind is manasaha vijrumbana, means not there, vijrumbana rahitye, manasaha jrumbana rahitye, when the mind is not manifest and function, mind is non-functional, all the thoughts are resolved, and the thoughts, absence of thoughts is known. Thoughts being resolved is known. And that knower is the one who witnesses the absence of the thoughts is the reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is the pure consciousness, which is what? Pure existence. So therefore, what is the conclusion? Before the universe became manifest, there was pure existence, which is nothing but pure knowledge, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma. Okay. Sadeva saumya idamagra asit. And how many hats were there? Ekameva asit. Advitiyam asit. Advayam asit. Reality was. One alone was. Non-dual it was. Secondless it was. Indivisible it was. And that one secondless non-dual reality which alone was nothing but pure existence, pure consciousness, which alone is there as you. You are that pure reality, pure consciousness, pure existence. Don't say tucham. Don't say sunyam. That's why in Taittiriya it says a sentence. The one who says reality is not, is the one who denies his own existence. He's saying, I am not here. We say Brahman is not there. You are saying, I am not here. And to say I am not here, you must be there. Who says that you are, I am not here? Okay. So with this, The sentence, unformed of the sentence is over with this verse. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.